There is a place in hell called Malabolge, made all of stone the color of crude iron, as is the wall that makes its way around it. Right in the middle of this evil field is an abyss, a broad and yawning pit, whose structure I shall tell in its due place. The belt, then, that extends between the pit and that hard, steep wall's base is circular. Its bottom has been split into 10 valleys. Just as where a moat on moat surrounds a castle in order to keep guard upon walls, the ground they occupy will form a pattern. So did the valleys here form a design, and as such fortresses have bridges running right from their thresholds toward the outer bank, so here, across the banks and ditches, ridges ran from the base of that rock wall until the pit that cuts them short and joins them all. This was the place in which we found ourselves when Geryon had put us down. The poet held to the left, and I walked at his back. Upon the right, I saw new misery. I saw new tortures and new torturers filling the first of Malabolge's moats. Along its bottom, naked sinners moved, to our side of the middle, facing us. Beyond that, they moved with us, but more quickly. As in the year of Jubilee, the Romans, confronted by great crowds, contrived a plan that let the people pass across the bridge. For to one side went all who had their eyes upon the castle, heading toward St. Peter's. And to the other, those who faced the mount. Both left and right, along the somber rock, I saw horned demons with enormous whips who lashed those spirits cruelly from behind. How their first strokes made those sinners lift their heels. Indeed, no sinner waited for a second stroke to fall, or for a third. And as I moved ahead, my eyes met those of someone else. And suddenly, I said, I was not spared the sight of him before. And so I stayed my steps to study him. My gentle guide had stopped together with me and gave me leave to take a few steps back. That scourged soul thought that he could hide himself by lowering his face. It helped him little, for I said, you, who cast your eyes upon the ground, if these your features are not false, must be Venedicio Caccianemico. But what brings you to sauces so piquant? And he to me, I speak unwillingly, but your plain speech that brings the memory of the old world to me is what compels me. For it was I who led Gisola Bella to do as the Marquis would have her do, however they retell that filthy tale. I'm not the only Bolognese who weeps here. Indeed, this place is so crammed full of us that not so many tongues have learned to say Sipa between the Serena and Reno. If you want faith and testament of that, just call to mind our avaricious hearts. And as he spoke, a demon cudgeled him with his horse whip and cried, be off, you pimp. There are no women here for you to trick. I joined my escort once again, and then, with but a few steps, we came upon a place where from the bank a rocky ridge ran out. We climbed quite easily along that height, and turning right upon its jagged back, we took our leave of those eternal circlings. When we had reached the point where that ridge opens below to leave a passage for the lashed, my guide said, stay, and make sure that the sight of still more ill-born spirits strikes your eyes, for you have not yet seen their faces, since they have been moving in our own direction. From the old bridge, we looked down at the ranks of those approaching from the other side. They too were driven onward by the lash, and my good master, though I had not asked, urged me, look at that mighty one who comes and does not seem to shed a tear of pain, how he still keeps the image of a king. That shade is Jason, who with heart and head deprived the men of Colchis of their ram. He made a landfall on the Isle of Lemnos after its women, bold and pitiless, had given all their island males to death. With polished words and love signs, he took in Hypsipyle, the girl whose own deception had earlier deceived the other women. And he abandoned her, alone and pregnant, and guilt condemns him to such punishment. And for Medea, too, revenge is taken. With him go those who cheated so, This is enough for you to know of that first valley and of the souls it clamps within its jaws. We were already where the narrow path reaches and intersects the second bank and serves as shoulder for another bridge. We heard the people whine in the next pouch and heard them as they snorted with their snouts. We heard them use their palms to beat themselves, and exhalations rising from below stuck to the banks, encrusting them with mold, and so waged war against both eyes and nose. The bottom is so deep, we found no spot to see it from, except by climbing up the arch until the bridge's highest point. This was the place we reached. The ditch beneath held people plunged in excrement that seemed as if it had been poured from human privies. And while my eyes searched that abysmal sight, I saw one with a head so smeared with shit, one could not see if he were lay or cleric. He howled. Why do you stare more greedily at me than at the others who are filthy? And I, because if I remember right, I have seen you before, with your hair dry. And so I eye you more than all. You are Alessio Intermine of Lucca. And he continued, pounding on his pate, I am plunged here because of flatteries, of which my tongue had such sufficiency. At which my guide advised me, see you thrust your head a little farther to the front, so that your eyes can clearly glimpse the face of that besmirched, bedraggled harridan who scratches at herself with shit-filled nails, and now she crouches, and now she stands upright. That is Thais, the harlot who returned her lover's question, are you very grateful to me? By saying, yes, enormously. And now our sight has had its fill of this.
Se mi ricordo, già t'ho veduto coi capelli asciutti e se Alessio intermine da Lucca, però te adoccio più che gli altri tutti. Eri allora battendosi la zucca. Qua giù mi hanno sotterso le lusinghe, on io non ebbi mai la lingua stucca. Appresso c'io lo duca, fa che pinghe. Il viso un poco più avante, sicché la faccia ben con l'occhio attinge di quella sozza e scappi l'abbia fante che la si graffia con le unghie merdosse, e ora si accosia e ora è più distante. Tale è la puttana che rispose al prudo suo quando disse: o Dio, grazie grande a te, anzi, meravigliose.